Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Taylor Wilde. Welcome back to Wild On Season 3, the podcast where you get the insider's view of the weird, wonderful, wild world of wrestling. On Wednesdays. Today's guest is a Finnish pro wrestling pioneer living in Edinburgh. She's a plus-size model, intersectional feminist, and sister witch. Ladies and gentlemen, my girl, Regina Rosenbaum. Okay, so you're Finnish born. What are you doing in Scotland?
Well, I came here to study. I'm studying psychology and sociology.
But I chose this destination based on the wrestling schools and wrestling opportunities that they have.
Okay.
They have Fierce Females, which is an all-female promotion. I am in Edinburgh, so it's like an hour away or so.
Is all wrestling a go right now in Scotland?
That's like the first show that Edinburgh has had in 18 months. That's happening next week. Yeah, so I'm thinking that the audience will be quite hungry.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. Well, that's so exciting. Now, is wrestling big in Finland?
No. We are like super underground promotion. There are actually two promotions now, but I only work for FCF Wrestling, which is my home promotion.
Okay.
So when I started, there were so few of us. Quickly, I was the only female in the female roster, so they would always import talent for me to wrestle because women were not allowed to wrestle men back then.
Yeah.
But now we have the biggest female roster in the Nordic country's history.
Oh, wow.
There's like 6 active female wrestlers at the moment, but we have more in training. So that's still like not a lot, but it's still like more than ever. Now we have more wrestlers and more just people working for us in FCF than ever before, and we make more money, we have more audience than ever, so it's growing, but it's still quite slow.
Okay, so in Finland, it's underground, There's not many women, I imagine. How on earth did you find professional wrestling?
Well, when I was a kid, like 10, 11 years old, we had WWE on TV, but it was like, it came around at like midnight. So it was like by chance that I happened to be awake by then to see Raw. And I was like, what is that? And I just needed more. So that was like my only source of wrestling then, because that must have been like 2004. So the internet it was a thing, but it wasn't so much of a thing as it is now. So I was just watching WWE.
How old were you?
10, maybe.
10.
Yeah. And I just decided that that's what I'm going to do. I had no idea how. I had no idea we had wrestling in Finland.
Right.
Or I just figured I have to move out to Canada to train. I don't know why I had that. Probably because of Edge and Christian.
Oh, okay.
I had that like idea that I have to move to Canada to start wrestling. In high school, I found out that there's promotion in Finland. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I made a promise to my mom that I would graduate high school first.
Good.
And then I think I graduated, and 2 days after I went to tryouts, and I've been wrestling ever since.
Wow. And so you graduated high school, and that is when you started training.
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
I am 27.
27.
So I was 20 when I graduated high school.
Now I associate, forgive me, I associate Finland with the band Him.
Yes.
Ville Valo.
Yes.
Oh my God. I think he was my crush. My like crush in my 20s. Like, it's not even like a teenage crush.
Yeah. He was everybody's crush though.
You too. So. Okay.
Yeah.
How big is Him over there?
It's big, but the fan culture is very different in Finland. Like, we are very respectful and like quiet. So I don't know where he lives, but when he has lived in Finland, like, people don't go up to him. Like, we don't go up to celebrities to talk to them. We just let them be.
Okay.
But like in concerts, you see that because they're sold out if Him is anywhere. That's when you kind of know, like, yeah, they're a thing. Like,
right.
they're huge.
Right.
I saw them once. It was like a festival thing. in Finland. Yeah, but they don't actually do a lot of stuff in Finland anymore.
No, yeah, I imagine they're not doing much at all. But at their peak, oh my god, mm-hmm. oh my goodness,
yeah.
Yeah, I still listen to him. I still love it. Not as much. Like, I'm like, okay. But their time is kind of past. Like, their music holds the test of time, but that was a whole era.
It was, yeah. But there are some diamonds in their production that I sometimes still like. Yeah.
Some of their videos, too. Oh, they were... Those have held the test of time.
Yes, they have.
And so, Witchcraft and Regina Rosendahl, what came first? Wrestling, witchcraft, is it all in one?
I actually, like, I didn't realize this before, but I have practiced witchcraft with my grandmother since I was a kid, or all of my sisters have. Like, we do a lot of, like, midsummer spells, and obviously Finland is not a very religious country. In the first place, we are very atheistic, and we always celebrate like the pagan holidays. So like Christmas, it's not Christmas, it's Jule in Finland. We've always celebrated like the pagan version of the holidays, and we've had like spells and symbols that are very much connected to witchcraft. And I just never thought that I was practicing witchcraft. I think that came like 2 or 3 years ago that I started like studying, and I was like, yeah, I do all that, those things.
Wow. So a natural witch, like a family, generational witch.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. But like my grandmother would not like admit to being a witch.
That's interesting though, because that's a generational thing. Like it's only our era that is really identifying whether you're a practicing witch or it's just like this woman empowerment movement. We're the first generation that are identifying.
Yeah. I mean, we were hanged before, so I guess.
Yeah, hang, burn, you know, there's a few little things. Yeah. They're risky. So. And so was it quite organic to bring witchcraft into your wrestling, like as a character?
Yes, it was. It took a while though.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure that it makes sense, like in some sense at least. But I was grateful enough to have very experimental booking team in Finland, so they were very much supporting that I get supernatural powers with my gimmick.
Amazing.
And stuff like that. So I would like summon, I had these like minions that I would summon, and I would haunt people like my opponents. I don't have those anymore. I don't know what happened. Now I've been just wrestling. But that was such a fun like couple years that I was able to do that like weird witchy stuff. But obviously it's not that easy to just bring abroad and do everywhere, because I don't know the sound technicians, and I don't know I should have like a fucking van of shit and just like bring, like, this is my gimmick.
Yeah,
bring out the fog and everything. So
I love it. I love it. Please don't change. Like, I know on the indies you might not have all the literal smoke machines and mirrors.
Yeah,
but like, you know, keep all that creativity, because you know, when you come to North America, or you're working with bigger promotions, or you go to Japan, they would love that stuff.
Yeah.
The more creativity you bring, like, that is the one thing I learned in wrestling, you know, working for WWE and TNA, is sure, there's a creative team in place, but they really want your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to make it seem like it was their idea, but the more you bring, the better. The more, you know, a company is going to want to buy you.
Yeah.
So like, please don't ever change that. And like, yeah, sure, you might have to like mold it for whatever company.
Yeah,
but yeah, make sure you keep all that up, because I think it's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I will.
Yeah,
I will try.
So what is your dream? What is big picture? Would you like to work for a major promotion? Are you happy on the indies? What's the goal?
Well, obviously when I started, I wanted to go to WWE.
Yeah.
But when I grew up, I started having, like, values and shit. So,
what?
I know. But I kind of, like, I'm very much, like, debating on, like, I was on a hiatus for about a year. Just debating on what, if I want to do this. Because, like, obviously, like, it's just shit for female wrestlers.
Yeah.
It's getting better. It has been getting better. But especially when I started in 2014, it was like I was not treated as a wrestler at all. So I had this like small hiatus and just thinking like if this is actually like do I want to do this and be like disrespected for the rest of my life? But then I decided that I would continue and I would change the promotion that I was working in. So I became the vice chairman in that promotion and I started head coaching and I started doing all kinds of shit and now it's a feministic promotion and we don't tolerate shit.
That a girl.
Yeah.
Change the system.
If I could do wrestling for a living, obviously I'm not doing that at the moment. That would be the dream. In a major company, why not? But I just don't know if the major companies are actually legitimately good for people, if they're actually treating their people good, if they have like the same kind of values that I do. That is really like a thing that I have to consider because I will not be happy if I'm in an environment that is toxic.
100%.
Yeah.
And that is why I have always ended with Impact Wrestling or what was TNA.
Yeah.
It's a smaller company. You're not going to be a millionaire, but it's like a family. You can talk to everybody. The walls are very thin between management and talent, and you're happy to go to work, and you have a lot of options for creativity, and you're a human. You matter. I can't say in the companies that you can make a lot of money or the same, but you know what? I don't know where they're at now. Like, I'm speaking from my experience from 2005, 2006.
Yeah, it was very different.
Very different.
Yeah.
With 10 tailor-made questions. Okay. So it's kind of like a speed round, but don't feel rushed because I want to hear all the goodness you have to bring. Okay, so name a beauty product you cannot live without.
An eyebrow brush.
Are those your eyebrows or do you have to fill them in or anything?
This is actually no makeup.
Wow, girl.
Yeah, I know.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
What is your favorite exercise?
I would say squats or kettlebell things.
Nice. Strength. Yep. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Okay, so in my personal life, I hate the sound of chewing.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I hate it. I cannot, like, if people are eating, I have to have music on or a TV on, anything. In wrestling, I hate when people correct, like, their attire in wrestling, like
Okay.
pull up their pants or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that.
I'm really guilty of that. I'm really
Oh no.
guilty. Yeah. And I have to get new gear made. It's actually the way, it's the material. Like,
Yeah.
because I'm conscientious of that too. You're supposed to be in a fight. You
Yeah.
shouldn't be fixing your gear.
Yeah.
But this material I had made, it literally flips over.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a whole thing, but I totally respect and understand where you're coming from.
Because I like, I glue and I tape and I will fucking sew that in my
Yeah.
skin if it's the only way. So, yeah.
I get it. You are right. I am wrong. I need to sort my life out. I agree.
Yeah.
Who is your celebrity crush?
I've been binging American Horror Story, so I'm gonna say Evan Peters.
Nice. Yeah, total babe. That is such a good series. Have you got to the
It
coven yet?
is. I've seen everything,
Yeah. Oh, you're
Yeah.
re-binging
Yes.
it. What is your favorite band or artist?
My music taste is very seasonal,
Okay.
and I just love everything with good lyrics. Right now, I am listening to a lot of Twin Temple
Okay.
and like that kind of gothic, maybe music,
Yeah.
witchcraft music,
Love
kind of.
it.
Yeah.
Tis the season of the witch.
It
Do you have a secret vice like drinking a glass of wine in the shower?
No, but I have to try that one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one, yeah.
What wrestler has the best entrance music? And you can say yourself.
I mean, I have incredibly good interest music. I only have heel music at the moment. Okay. I'm getting my babyface music made. It's a guy in Finland who does it, so I can have like the copyrights of it, so it doesn't like...
Smart girl.
Yeah, my music is very good, but I would say like Lita's interest music is something that that always goes to my heart. I get goosebumps when I hear it.
Oh, amazing. So yeah. With Lita, would you say she was your first kind of like that person for you?
Yeah, Lita, yeah. Then Beth Phoenix, Mickey yeah. James. Yeah. Yeah.
Those are all really good role models. What about for men? Mm-hmm. Did you have any male wrestlers that you thought were awesome?
I mean, my first love was John Cena.
John Cena.
Yeah, I love John Cena. I still love him. Yeah. Like I don't really watch a lot of male wrestling at all.
Okay.
So I just whatever promotion I watch, I just binge on the females, and I just do this thing when I just find a new female wrestler that I will obsess over, and I just watch everything I can find of them.
Yeah.
That's like how I enjoy my wrestling. Yeah. But yeah, John Cena and then Batista as well.
Batista? Oh, so you like them like big and like...
I do. Urgh. Yeah.
I get it. I know. Okay, girl. Yeah. I see you. I see you. What is your drink of choice? Doesn't have to be alcoholic.
Wine. But that's also seasonal. So like summertime and springtime, I usually drink white or rosé.
Yep.
And then during winter and fall season, I drink red.
Interesting. I just mm-hmm. drink red all year round. I don't deviate.
I get that. Mm-hmm.
What was your most embarrassing moment in the ring? Just so you know, we have had menstrual bleed, urine, ball slips, nipples. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, this is not a PG-13 question.
I don't think I've had any, like...
Really? Lucky girl.
Yeah, because I've always been very conscious about, like, my look and my gear and stuff. And I'm also, like, very specific of what I eat the week before a match. Yeah.
So that there's no gastrointestinal...
Yes, everything. And also, like, eating disorder. I'm working with that. I'm in recovery at the moment, but...
Well, do tell. Please. That's huge. Congratulations, first of all.
Thanks. But it was diagnosed last year when the pandemic hit and wrestling kind of stopped. I had time to seek therapy.
Good for you.
I went to therapy with my depression. And then after a couple of sessions, my doctors and my therapist were like, yeah, you're depressed, but it's probably because you have been having an eating disorder for the past like 10 to 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and wrestling did not help.
No.
With that, it got a lot worse. So, yeah, now I'm, like, struggling to find a balance. Like, how can I work out as hard as I can without it being, like, a punishment for myself?
Okay.
Or, so that's, like, a very, very hard thing that I'm still struggling right now. But, right. It's getting better. But, yeah.
Well, congratulations for one, seeking help, talking about it. Again, this podcast is out there, one, because I want people to learn about the amazing women that are professional wrestlers, about the human side. And if we can help one listener out there to normalize mental health or just challenges that so many of us face, you know, we appear as superhuman, but we're human at the core, and this business brings out a lot of issues for men and women, but there's different things that we're held to that can cause irreparable damage.
Yeah.
So, and I, all the support in the world to you, and you know, I'm always here if you ever want to reach out and chat or scream or
thank you.
You've got a sister in me for life.
Thank you.
Let's end this on a happy note.
Yeah.
Finish this lyric. She'll be right here in my arms.
So in love.
Yay! Don't worry, I do all the bad singing.
Awesome.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so, so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you for having me. This was great.
I never, ever get bored meeting new professional wrestlers, especially female professional wrestlers, because we're such a small community. It's really exciting to learn all these spiritual practices that have either been learned later in life or have been an integral part of growing up. I'm fascinated that Regina's upbringing through her grandmother and through cultural practices was a natural witch. I wish I had that kind of background. Nonetheless, she's a witch, she's a professional wrestler, and on top of all those things, she brings the wild on realness. My heart always bleeds and goes out to those women and men who are able to speak their truth. She's done the work well during this pandemic. So many of us were suffering, both mentally, with our work, and even some of us physically, if you so happen to have gotten COVID-19. Let's not, dance around the elephant in the room. She did the work within herself. She has been living with an undiagnosed eating disorder, which has been massively extrapolated by professional wrestling, and now she's dealing with it. Thank you for tuning in weekly. Wild On always brings you something a little different than any other wrestling podcast you can listen to today. Please make sure to check out all of our unedited interviews on our YouTube channel, Wild On. I could not do this, and I wouldn't want to do this, without my badass punk rock girl band, the Wild On team. Thank you, Rochelle and Madison Golgani. I love you, ladies. And until next week, stay calm and wild on. Oh, pleased to meet you, Satan's my name. I can make you sin, I can make you feel pain. I can twist, I can make you seduce me, wanna dance.